This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
306 DGS on KMOX. Pretty day out there. I saw a news story this morning that had a strange effect on me. It's about these couple of guys that are burglars, hamburglars, and they know who they are, and they had a picture of their vehicle, and they are pretending to be utility workers and then stealing people's stuff. Here's what stuck with me. They have a much nicer vehicle than I do, and it just pissed me off. Hmm. Like,
well, it should.
They're hamburglars.
Yeah, it should, because they're freaking thieves,
right?
And they're driving around in style.
Right.
Yeah.
Nicer than the Jeep, really.
Yeah. They have like a big ass four door giant truck.
Hate them.
Yeah.
Of course,
you know, should catch them.
Hard not to hate thieves. You know, come and stealing other people's stuff.
I would love to hear the case for thieves from someone like who's like, they're
thieves.
Not so bad.
Hear me out.
Well, it wasn't quite this thieving, but Andrew tried to make a case a few months. Remember that?
Oh, of stealing from
big
corporations.
Like stealing from big corporations.
Yeah, that
not
wasn't
really
his
stealing.
Finest hour.
We're all like, no, that's still stealing. Because where do you think they get that money, and who do you think's going to pay for it?
I had an interesting conversation with Phoebe over the weekend at KU. She turns 20 on Tuesday, and I think the narrative has always been, at least in my mind and in my life, that you just want to be older. You know, I want to be 21. I want to be 25. I want to be taken seriously. And I said, hey, how do you feel about turning 20? She's like, I hate it. She's like, I just want to be 18.
I will say that was about the age, like 20-ish was when I started to be like, oh, I'm getting older. Like when you enter your 20s, it's a little bit of a shock.
Shock.
When going from being a teenager and feeling like you're literally going to be young forever, and then there's evidence that that is not true. Like that can be hard for people. I also think it's probably more difficult than ever. I'm not, you know, trying to speak for Phoebe here, but I think the beauty standards and are so out of control these days, like so much worse than they were when I was her age.
Yeah.
And we prize youth and beauty so much. That's like the number one thing that's most important to so many young women. And then it's like you get older and you're kind of, you see that slipping away a little bit. Not saying that's the case with her at all. I'm just saying,
no,
like,
I get it.
I get the mentality behind like, yeah, I wish I was a teenager again.
Yeah, I didn't have a great time during that period of my life. Like I was living at home with Jack and Francis going to SIU. She's having the greatest time. Like she is away from home, living in a friggin' mansion. All of her expenses are paid and she's partying her face off. So why would you want to get older?
Yeah.
Right?
You're getting everything you want now.
Like, yeah, you have it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of like asking someone at 2 p.m. on a day at Six Flags, like, hey, ready to go home? You're like, hell no.
Mm-hmm. No, we got 8 more hours.
Why would I want to go home?
Yeah.
Just going to dig in.
Yeah.
It's going to stay. Did you have a Six Flags kind of place?
Well, we went to Cedar Point in Ohio, yeah.
Don't know it.
Fancy. It is the roller coaster capital of the United States.
Should have known that.
It's got the most roller coasters, all the biggest ones. They put new ones up every year. It's phenomenal.
Well, you know where I want to go? The Great Wolf Lodge. Have you guys ever seen commercials for this? You would love it.
Talking about the indoor water slides and all that?
Yeah.
They're supposedly really dirty.
Well, yeah. I'm sure, but the commercials
I don't care about that.
Yeah, the commercials are so cool. People ride up on giant wolves.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you've ever seen that commercial.
They have one of those, I think, right across the
street. Did you see my face for half a second? I thought it was real. I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah. They have one of those, I think, right across the street from the Six Flags up near where we lived in Chicago.
Mm.
Yeah. Maureen and Phoebe used to go with moms and daughters. And I always got the idea, like, the kids had fun, but it was a little threadbare.
Okay.
A little stinky.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't actually want to go. They just do a great job with those commercials. I'm like, I want to go hang out with all those wolves.
It'd be great if you knew you were going on a day when there'd be, like, almost nobody there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, like, I'm not, I love all those things. And I can deal with all of those things, like, lines and all that for, like, a roller coaster or whatever, but... For, like, a 60-foot water slide, I'm not staying in a line.
That may be the most fun I've ever had. Like, relatively. I've done cooler things than Six Flags, but at 12, being let go at Six Flags with my cousins and not having mom and dad watching, that was the first time ever. Having a couple of bucks in my pocket, like literally a couple of bucks, that may have been more exciting to me than Disney when I was growing up or Europe when I was growing up. That may have been like my peak. Riding the log flume 48 times, whatever it was we did, little dork.
It's pretty fun, just having that taste of freedom. But then it's like, your parents are still in the park, so you know you're still safe and cared for.
Yeah.
So it's just that nice security blanket, but you feel pretty cool at the time.
Did you do it much?
Oh, yeah. My dad used to take me and my brother and our cousins to Six Flags, because my cousins had season passes.
That's
to Six
unimaginable.
Flags. Oh, my God. Oh, it was unreal.
Yeah, I remember the first kid I met. I was just like, I know all the words you're saying.
Yeah.
I just never heard them in that order.
We had the Six Flags season passes as adults up in Chicago because we were like 10 minutes from the one up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best thing ever. I mean, just you'd get done with the day. Like you'd be like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody's leaving there. You go over there for like 3 or 4 hours and just ride all the cool rides.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was sweet.
I would like to go back as an adult. I haven't been since I think I was probably a senior in high school.
We should road trip.
We'll get t-shirts made with bubble letters.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and just say DGS or like.
Yeah.
We'll really
dork it up.
Wheels, yeah. Razor,
we
Ramjet.
Need to do that. We need to do that and go to Cedar Point is what we need to do. Like a real road trip.
You're getting a lot of Cedar Point love.
Get you on the Steel Vengeance, Dave. Would you go on Steel Vengeance?
No, just based on the name.
How about the Millennium Force?
Nope.
How about
they have a log flume?
Got a carousel?
How about the Siren's Curse?
See, and I know everyone in their brain has this equation. Whatever fun it's going to be is not nearly worth the stress it's going to be.
Oh, it's so worth it.
Not for me.
But the problem is when you go to these places, you have to do the fast passes. You have to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be in line for 2-3 hours per ride for the big rides. And those are the ones you want to go on. The Val Raven, that's a cool one. You come up to the edge, and they tilt you over so you can look down, and you stop. It's before they let you drop, you stop.
For me, that's like torture. It's like paying someone to put me in a trunk and not come back for me for 8 hours.
So cool.
Where are you standing on all that?
I can do roller coasters. It's not my favorite thing. I don't look forward to them, but I can handle it once I'm on the roller coaster.
One of my favorite things in life is that Amy Markscore is passed out on the old mine train.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I just love that happened in the universe.
Yeah, they do have a mine ride at Cedar Point. So
yeah, they all have to have something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like that one and like the Maverick is kind of the beginner. Although the Maverick's not bad, it's rough. It's one of those that bounces you around. It's like an old school one, though. It's not like, it doesn't have the big hill. It doesn't have all that nonsense.
I remember my friends all wanted to do the Highland Fling, just like a big sideways Ferris wheel that went really fast. And I didn't want to do it, but I was trying to like,
Be cool about it
and be like, no, we could do that, sure. Or we could go to Miss Kitty's Saloon. And we were like standing there watching it happen. And the ride ended. And two people ran for the waste barrel and threw up in it. And I was just like, no.
Yeah. See, like those, I'm a lot more janky about those kind of rides than just like the big ass ones.
Oh, so you're janky about something?
Well, no, only because they're not always well maintained. I'm fine with anything that's at a major theme park because I know they're taking care of it.
Yeah, this was at Six Flags.
Oh, well, okay, that's different. I thought you meant like a fair.
No. I've ridden all the fairs.
Yeah.
Like I've done the Tempest and the Rampage, and you know, I remember the Rocco Planes. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The last time I did that, I was fairly grown up, and I just remember the crazy feeling of being terrified and laughing hysterically. Like that's something you can't fake. Like that's something that happens in your belly and your brain when you're just like ass over tea kettle and you're not comfortable, but it's also hilarious.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You know what else?
That's why we all do it.
Would be fun to do as a show, get an old-timey photo taken.
Oh, my God.
See, these are the kind of activities I'd like to do.
I know.
Legs. Get a nice turkey leg going.
I've seen your old-timey photo.
Oh, yeah. We posted that
shockingly,
one time.
Shockingly, the Little House on the Prairie lady wants to do the old-timey photos.
That had to just be like the end-all be-all for you.
So fun. I would love to get another one done like as an adult.
We could do it.
It'd be fun. You guys could all dress up like
Civil War fighters.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be, who do I want to be? I want to be Doc Holliday. The short, fat one.
Yes, the tuberculosis-ridden gunfighter.
Yeah. But notorious smartass.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, Chandler Simpson.
Yeah, you seen him?
What a freak.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of like just like the next step up from Victor Scott.
Yes.
I don't know that there's that big a difference, though. I mean, we'll see. Because, you know, like Victor Scott stole 97 bases a couple years ago in the minor leagues. And this guy, Chandler Simpson, is about 102, 104 last year. So, yeah, speed is coming back for baseball, though. Mm-hmm. That's like a bigger thing now because of the rules changes that a lot of people didn't like. Stolen bases are coming back. So hopefully Victor Scott can hit his way out of the team so we can have some of that too.
Yeah, if Arenado stays, what do you think is the most likely outfield?
It's probably going to change based on whether they want offense or defense, but the most likely normal lineup would probably be Ciani unless Victor Scott hits his way onto the team. But they're going to play Nootbaar out there a little bit too, which makes me very happy. Because that's their best offensive lineup. If he's in center, Donovan's in left, Gorman's at second, Burleson's at DH. You know, all of that. That's your best hitting lineup. That's your best offense. But they'll probably change it a little bit based on who's pitching and matchups and how the team is going.
I know that there are parameters. Say, for example, I could hit 320, but I couldn't catch a pop fly. You're not going to play me in center field.
No.
But it's hard to believe that there's that much difference between Ciani and Newt defensively to justify Ciani's lack of a bat.
No, that's the balance, right? If you just judge them entirely on the capabilities defensively, well, yeah, there's a big difference. There are a lot of plays that Ciani will make look routine that will be difficult for Nootbaar if he makes them. But the question is, okay, how often do those plays show up in a week? How many times a week will you have a play or how many plays a week will you have where the difference between Nootbaar and Ciani being there is the difference between an out or not an out? And it's very small, very small. And then you take it and divide it more. How many of those actually impact the outcome of a game? Does it happen when you're losing 8-0? Well, then it doesn't matter. If it happens when you're winning 8-0, then it doesn't matter. But what's going to be happening is you're going to bat 4 times. And you've got to put up runs. Like you're going to get 4 at-bats a game. You might get 3 fly balls a game and they might be routine.
I agree with you.
You just don't know, but you know that the player is taking at bats. Like that's the balance of it. In a perfect world, you'd always want the better defender because it covers you more. And certainly late in games when you lead, you want that guy out there to track down everything you can possibly track down.
Yeah.
But if you don't score any runs, it doesn't matter how many damn fly balls you track down.
324 DGS. So I don't know about you guys. I'm losing my academic skills. I never had math skills, but I mean, I graduated from WashU Law, so I can construct a sentence. I can spell. But last night I was writing something on my show sheet and I wrote the word friends. And I'm like, Son of a bitch. I know it's I before E, but that doesn't look right. Is it friends? Is it like I literally said that. I could have just Googled it, but then I'm like, now you're Googling a word like friends. And I decided to keep it the way it was, and it was the wrong way.
It is amazing. Like, English is stupid. Like, as a language,
thank
it's
you.
Stupid. Well, there's
not
a
great, me.
Have you seen the guy?
It's
on
English.
There's a guy on TikTok who's British, and he goes through all of these weird, stupid things about the English language. Like, so use the word friend. He didn't use this, but this is exactly what he's talking about. So the word friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, is friend.
I think that's wrong.
Fiend is that word without the R, F-I-E-N-D, but it's pronounced completely different.
Thank you.
Why?
No reason.
No, none.
To make me look stupid.
None. Because some jackass 5,000 years ago, well, maybe not that far back, 500 years ago said it.
Yeah. I wrote down friend because I wrote down parents' friends because it just strikes me. Rachel, I don't know if you go through this. Maybe your nieces are too young, but I see a lot of videos like this, and I hear from friends who have younger kids, and now it seems not just acceptable, but so cute for kids to just walk in a room with a bunch of parents, a bunch of grown-ups, and start orating. Just start talking about anything. Are you kidding me? I would have never walked in on my mom in the clock and gaze and been like, so get this, and just started talking about like whatever.
Were you told that children should be seen and not heard?
Not with words, I wasn't, but they got the message across.
I kind of like that. I like incorporating the kids in with the grown-ups. Like I mean, as an adult,
it's so foreign to me.
As an adult, I think that's really cool. When it depends, and obviously, you know, it's all about the behavior of the child. If they're a 5-year-old just trying to, you know, punch everybody and do, you know, that's probably a little bit much. Although it's still my game, but like, yeah, if a kid that's a high school kid comes in and sits down with the grown-ups and wants to be a part of the conversation, I think that's cool. You'll learn some stuff.
I think it's cool, too, when little kids have the confidence to do that. Because I was so shy when I was little, like, even more shy than I am now. And I would just never, like, approach someone and talk to them about anything. But, like, Darcy, a couple weeks ago, was talking to somebody. She's like, what's your name? I could hear it from the other room. And I was so just,
Tony!
Like, happy and proud.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, she's just like... She wants to know the adult's name. She wants to be on the same wavelength.
I feel like I'm so much further evolved than my mom and dad were, but the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Like, if I see a kid coming in and showing confidence, I'm like, you little.
Yeah, I mean, because where I was, it was a little bit of a mix of what you're describing. Like, you weren't just walking in and being a part of it, but the older you got, the more acceptable it was. Right, if you were 18, they were kind of like my dad's family and the uncles and all that. They'd be all right.
I was 30 until I could sit at the big table. Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Dave Murray joins us. Dave, I love seeing you. This is nice. It's cool.
Just for you.
Yeah.
Got my roll top desk in the background.
I'm admiring it as we speak.
I like that shirt, man. That looks comfy.
It is. The roll top desk was the very first piece of furniture I ever bought. As an adult, probably the dumbest thing that I've ever bought, but I love it. And it's about 8 feet long. It's giant. It's a giant thing. It has made all the moves with me. Every dog that I've had has got dog damage on it. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, because it's thousands to have it refinished and redone. So
I love it. I love stuff like that.
It's character.
It's a piece of art now.
When I was going to law school, it was so completely, when I was on my way, before I got there, it was so completely out of my realm of reality. And I had an aesthetic in my mind. And it was like the green lights, you know, like the brass lamps with the green lights. So I bought one of those. I was the dork who went to the first day of school with a briefcase with a tuna fish sandwich in it. Like, and then Noel, my buddy Noel Sfacianos, grabbed me. He's like, hey, nerd, what's with the briefcase? So that never came back. But I love like that aesthetic of like the desks at the Senate, the Resolute desk, you know, the roll top desks like that from the 1800s. I love that stuff.
So I carry a backpack to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make me a dork?
No.
No, not at all.
No, backpacks are fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I just bought a backpack to travel when we go away on vacation. Because I used to have like a pouch kind of thing that I'd wrap around my... I hated it. I just hate it.
Yeah, if you carried a briefcase, you'd be a dork.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I have my dad always carried one every day to work.
Was he a businessman, though?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's fine.
And you know what? Going in to the TV stations, I would always carry a briefcase. I had all my stuff in a briefcase. That's just a throwback. Just a throwback from seeing my dad do it.
I get one of those big backpacks that's everything goes in it. There's like 9 pockets. There's a spot for everything. Clothes, you name it. Everything's in one big backpack. Don't need a suitcase. Don't need a carry-on.
I've got a couple of overnight duffels that are useful.
You putting in those
and your clothes come out looking like they've been stuffed in a backpack.
My stuff's all t-shirts and shorts, so whatever.
Dude, I was at Frontenac over the holidays with the kids, and you know, we're just like window shopping, and they have, I don't know the name of it, but they have a luggage store there. And they had you know, that color of red that's on the interior of my Jeep now? There was luggage that looked like that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm just going to get a small carry-on with wheels kind of thing. It was friggin' $900. $900.
Yeah, my backpack.
Well, that is the luggage store at Frontenac.
Yeah. And my backpack was maybe 40.
You'd have to be carrying money just to make it, you know, like worth it.
Better be muling something.
Right.
I will say I spent about $200 on a good like travel bag that converts into a backpack. So it's like a duffel that you can carry on your back. It's from Lululemon. I love this thing. It has so many pockets. It has so many different ways you can convert it. I am kind of a believer in splurge. Like, that's not a huge splurge, but it was a splurge for me, but it was 100% worth it.
Do you guys, when you go to Japan, do you travel like an 1800 steamer? Like the big...
No, we take like a crossbody bag for like personal items, and then we take a duffel, and that's it. We don't check bags. We don't do anything with wheels.
Impressive.
It slows you down.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we try to do it as light as possible. Impressive. Which is challenging but fun. It's good. It's better to do it that way than to have a ton of stuff, I feel like, anyway.
So tomorrow at this time, believe it or not, is Dave Murray's spring forecast right here on the DGS on KMOX.
Yes.
As always, I'm excited. What's the local forecast this week, Dave?
Here it is. Yeah, what? Here it is right here.
Ooh, people are going to screenshot that.
It's done. It's done. That's okay. There's no forecast on that front page.
Okay. It's all of your grievances.
It's so cool to see it typed out like this.
It is.
You have to do it that way. I just work on it on computer from time to time. And now I still, like today, I'll walk the dogs after this show, and I'll just mull it around, see what it is. Might make some little last minute changes.
Yeah.
And
Dave, I'm intrigued. Like, I grew up watching you do what you do. I'm very familiar. Now I watch like Matt Chambers on KMOV and stuff. Do you guys have any sort of cue cards, or are you just going from like, you know what you want to say during your 3 or 4 minute forecast, and you just kind of wing it?
No cue cards. I used a prompter, and the reason I did is that when I first started, and that was back in the Channel 5 days, is that there'd be weather and then sports, and Jay Randolph was doing the sports at the time, and my director, who I'm still great friends with, Joey Ford, wonderful guy, he came to me and he said, you know what, I'm having trouble listening to your cues and stuff, because Jay would come in from the track at about 10 o'clock, maybe 10:10 for the sportscast at 10:20. And so Jay is trying to explain to Joey what he's going to do. And Joey's trying to listen to me of what I'm going to do. And Joey said, have you ever thought of putting it on prompter? And I said, never. I said, can we try it? And that way Joey could pick up exactly where I was all the time. And I love doing it. Now I can wing it. I can wing it for hour after hour after hour in severe weather, and I could wing a weather report, but it just makes it so much better. You're not repeating stuff, and it's not like, you know, the viewer at home going, yeah, Dave, you just told us that like 3 or 4 times. You know, so you can really correct some mistakes.
So I have to drill down on this, because I grew up watching Jay Randolph and all these guys that you worked with. Was the standard lower to show up at 10:10, or they were just like anchorman kind of stuff, and that's just what they did?
No, Jay had the ability to do play-by-play. So he had a producer for the sports segment, and the video would just come up, and Jay would do play-by-play. He knew his stuff inside out. So when Cardinal highlights came up, he didn't know what the order was. It would be just like, oh,
just there,
you know, here's this, here's that, here's that. And so I don't know. I don't think I can answer that question. I felt it was better then because there was a lot of winging going on. The ad-libs were more fun than, some anchors have to say, well, I need to know exactly how you're going to end the weather so I can play off of that. And any anchor I've ever worked with will tell you this story. I would say, no, I'm not going to tell you. That takes all the fun away. The fun is the exchange between people.
Yeah.
Just like this show. You guys don't necessarily know what's coming up. You might have an idea of what's coming up, but
very
you guys
little.
Don't know what we're going to say.
Dave just flips me the bird when he wants me to stop.
It's one of one of the things I don't like about local television. It's as because I know most of them and they are charming, clever, quick-witted people, but you'd never know that watching them on TV. Like the handoffs feel so stilted now compared to what you guys did in the 70s and 80s.
My favorite anchor to work with because he was just so much fun. It was Elliot Davis. Hmm. And Elliot had to have his comments planned ahead of time. And I'd come back from doing 3 minutes of weather or whatever, and have just told folks it's going to rain. It's going to, you know, this is what time is gonna, all the stuff that you tell folks in the weather forecast. And I'd come back and Elliot would go, well, Dave, you know, is it going to rain tomorrow? And I look at it and he only did this once. And I said, thanks for listening, Elliot. I just spent 3 minutes doing that.
You don't have to say who it is, but do you have the opposite of the Elliot Davis, the person you're like, oh, God, this guy?
There were a couple of anchors. I would say there's more than two or three that just didn't get it. That's, as you know, Patrick Emery always said, that's what people talk about. They're not talking about the news. They're not necessarily talking about the weather forecast. They are going to remember the exchange in and out because it is free flow. And he loved doing that. He was also great. He didn't care. He didn't care what he was going to say.
Yeah, very cool. What are we looking at the next couple of days?
Okay, we're cooler. We had a cold front come through, a couple of showers. That was about it. 59 tomorrow. So we are close to 70 today. Cooler, yes. It's still going to be nice. 36 tomorrow night. Friday, southerly flow comes back. So we're 70 degrees on Friday. It's a little windy, lots of sunshine. The record is 80, so not even close to that. A dry cold front comes through Friday night. That's going to knock us back for the weekend, kind of get us actually a little bit below average. Not a lot, but a little bit. Saturday is sunny. It's dry, 48 degrees. Sunday is sunny and 46. And so far this winter season, the snow season, we've had 18.3 inches of snow. That's the highest since 2018, when we had a total of 24.2 inches. We've it hasn't been a pleasant snow at times, but we still have a long way to go. We have March to go and maybe even into April. Boy, there's a clue for you.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow.
You're giving up all sorts of clues. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, pal.
All righty.
Yeah, I just decided I'm going to go see Counting Crows if they come to St. Louis, I'll see them, but I want to travel and go see them.
Fun.
Yeah.
Where will you want to go?
I would love to see them at Red Rocks.
Whoa, that'd be super fun.
Yeah. They usually go there each year. I toured Red Rocks, but I didn't see a show there, so that would be great. People talking about how it's going to be 48 and sunny at Mardi Gras on Saturday. Let me just give you one safety tip. If you're at Mardi Gras Saturday and you see a 5-foot blonde who looks exactly like me, just go the other way.
Just turn around.
Just do yourself a favor.
Dave's like, because I'm ready to hurt someone.
Well, I don't even have to. Like,
no, she'll take care of it.
Phoebe can take care of herself for sure.
Did I tell you, a 6'6" guy in a bar grabbed her friend, and Phoebe jumped off the ground and bloodied his nose, punched him in the face, and his nose exploded. She's 5 foot tall. She weighs 110 pounds. And I told her, I'm like, baby.
Yeah, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm proud of you for standing up for your friend, but not every 6'6" guy is going to take a punch.
No, in fact, a lot of them are going to do worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got to be careful with that. But, like you, I do admire the fire.
Sure.
I know a little bit about that feeling.
You been in a lot of fights?
I wouldn't say a lot. Some.
Just ended a few.
That means a lot. Some.
Yeah, I didn't start any fights. I just ended them.
It's funny because that's
No, it's not a lot. It's definitely not a lot.
It's all we did as kids.
Yeah. I'm not talking about as a kid. I mean, yeah, as a kid, it was all the time. It's all we did. But I mean, like, I don't know. What would you say is a real fight? Like age-wise, like high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Few there, few in college, but not many.
That's a lot of fights.
That's not that many. Not real ones. They weren't all. They were one, two were real. Like real, real, like, let's go.
I got
jumped.
But
none were my choice, though. I just want to be clear about that. None of them were my choice.
I got jumped one time. I don't think I've ever told any of you this story. When I was in law school, I would walk from where I lived on Waterman to Wash U, and I would walk down Lindell, where all the mansions are. And it was evening, and I was wearing speed bag gloves. I don't know if you know what this is for boxing, but it's like leather gloves with a metal, like the size of a lifesaver's in it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like weight.
It
you
protects
know.
Your, yeah, it's heavy, but it also keeps you from tearing up your knuckles.
Yeah, so I was wearing those because it was cold, and two guys jumped me and pinned me to the ground, and so I'm freaking out. And I was pulling as hard as I could, you know, to get loose. And the guy holding my arm down slipped. And the guy was on top of me. And it just went straight into his face.
Boom.
And I mean, I think I really hurt him.
Yeah, that's rocking a world.
And he just went down like a sack of taters. And I just took off running. That's probably the last time I hit a human.
Yeah.
I haven't hit many.
It's not fun. Like, it's not.
It's really gross, actually.
I mean, it's, you know, you only do it when you have to.
Yeah.
You know, my dad had a rule, and it was like if I caused a fight or started one, I was in big trouble.
Sure.
I was going to be in big trouble. He said, but if someone picks a fight with you, fight. Don't just take it.
No, I would have been in trouble if I backed down.
Yeah.
My dad was, you know, World War II Navy.
He also taught me stuff, too. Like, I mean, he was.
Rach, you ever mixed it up?
In like elementary school.
Yes.
Nice. Dressed like Laura Ingalls?
No. It was all boys too. Boys would pick fights, and I remember one time this boy shoved me.
Oh,
so I like put him up like I was ready to fight, and the teacher comes over and she was like, "Oh, she was acting like she was gonna hit him like a boy. Like I was the one who was in trouble for defending myself, and I was acting like a boy." I was like, "Man, I hate
that's
this school,
all sort
man.
Of messed up."
I know it was super stupid. It was so dumb. I'm mad thinking about it now.
Should I'm mad be. Too.
I'm mad for you.